Just recently, I lost my son. I was 5 months pregnant. He was a stillborn. There was a nurse, a hospital, who helped me very much. We prayed together and everything. She went to my son's funeral and helped me in ways that I didn't think was humanly possible or even people cared, but she did. And I'm very grateful to her and God because I know my son is with him.
Thank you for leaving that comment with us. You know, we were asking for comments for people to tell us when they've been hurting, who is it that stepped up and helped them during their hurt, and what difference did it make in their life? And to think of a nurse stepping out and helping a patient like that, that's really powerful. That's real stuff. You often think it's just that close friend or family member, but sometimes you can go out with a few words of whatever it is, encouragement or standing with someone that can make a huge difference in their life. And so we're asking the question today here at Intentional Living, how did someone help you when you were hurting? Or how did you help someone when they were hurting? And what difference did it make? We did this program some time ago and had a lot of response. And I'd love to hear live on our comment line today the answers to that question. You know, how did someone help you when you were hurting? Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. We've had so many people share their comments. We already have them recorded for the program today, but your comments are welcome live on our comment line. The callers are coming from our archives today. 888-888-1717 is for your comments on the question of, you know, who is it that stepped up to encourage you when you were hurting? What did they do? How'd they do it? And what difference did it make in your life? And I'm thinking of a passage where Paul says something pretty profound, actually, in 2 Corinthians 1:4. He comforts us. In other words, God comforts you and me in all of our troubles. There's a reason for that. Not only because, you know, we're comforted, but he goes on to say, so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. We can't give something we haven't received. We can't give something that we don't know, we haven't experienced. And that's a big part of the comfort that God gives us in our life. So come on in. I think you're going to find the next 25 plus minutes very encouraging. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. Come on in and be a part of it today.
Hi, this is Lori McGee. I'm just leaving a message about being intentional. This last Sunday, I really didn't want to go to church, and I realized, well, if I don't want to go, there's probably a really good reason I should be going. So I went. There was a gal in front of me that I had never met, and for some reason, I just felt the Holy Spirit leading me to put my hand on her as she was sitting during our worship. Just put my hand on her shoulder, and I was like, no, I don't really want to do that. I've never done that. That's kind of kooky. Well, so anyway, I did it. And then our meet and greet time came, and I, you know, went up and talked with her, and she said, well, I can't shake your hand. And I said, well, how come? She goes, oh, well, my shoulder's injured. And I said, well, which one? And it happened to be the shoulder that I had my hand on while we were singing praise and worship. And I will say, I did feel the Holy Spirit when I put my hand on her. But anyway, I was glad I was obedient. I'm glad I was intentional. And I'm glad I stepped out in courage and in faith to listen to the Holy Spirit do what I needed to do and not be embarrassed by it.
Good for you. You know, that's really a big part of this thing of helping those who are hurting, just being willing to step out of your comfort zone. And if that's not something that you're comfortable with or something that you normally do, maybe today you're going to hear some stories of people who have. 888-888-1717. Connie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What?
Can you hear?
Tell about the person who stepped into your life. What did they do?
Well, actually it was many people. They just prayed for us and prayed with us all the time through all of our trials, which were many. And we belonged to, you know, a church, and we were just, it was just one thing after another, and everyone kept, you know, keeping us encouraged, you know, God.
Well, how'd they do that? I mean, did they reach out? Did they do practical things? When you were going through what? Just some financial or personal problems in your family?
No. My husband got laid off.
Okay.
And a week later, I got laid off. And then both of us are laid off. And we couldn't get any any stamps, food stamps or anything, because we made too much money with both of us laid off, which was like, oh my gosh, we have kids, how are we going to feed them? So we started going to food banks, and then I ended up having to have emergency heart surgery.
Wow.
And almost bled to death, and had to go to Washington to live with my dad with my kids until I recovered. So my husband looked for a job up there, and he couldn't find one, and he came back down to Arizona and started working. He had been working for a valet company, but it's only a part-time job. And we thought that that was, you know, bad. But, you know, God can help you through some really heavy things. And we just kept praying that I just kept visualizing Jesus holding me and holding my family and holding my husband and letting us know that we're going to be okay. And my friends and family, of course, my family would give some financial help, but it really wasn't enough to get us by.
Now, did people, on a real practical level, though, Connie, what did people do? What specifically did people do to help you when you're going through this?
People gave us... people paid for things, like when they asked us to go somewhere because we didn't want to go anywhere because we didn't have the money. So they would encourage us to go places with them, and they would pay for it. And they would drop by food if, you know, they were in the area. Oh, we're in the area. Hey, can you use this chicken? We don't need it.
Was that a positive experience for you?
Yes, it was. When I was a little girl, my dad hurt his back and was laid off, and we had five kids at home. And the church had brought over 17 bags of food. And that actually got my father to be a Christian.
Yeah, did you hear that? I mean, it was that act. When we talk about our faith, it does come down to not only saying God's going to be with you and God's going to bless you, but what do you do? How do you step up? And you can't do everything. I know we got some listening, and God love you. Some of you are listening, and you're already burned out because you're just doing too much, you know, and then you're going to feel guilty after this program like you need to be doing more. Then there's the rest of us that have capacity to be able to reach out, to help, to do more, to care for people through prayer and through practical application of what we've learned. Did you hear Connie say, hey, her dad came to Christ after 17 bags of food were brought from the church? You know why? Because God was in those bags of groceries. The love of God came through those bags of groceries, impacted her family, impact Connie, now impacting the next generation. It gets back to being very intentional. Connie, thank you for your call. More coming. What are you doing? Who's touched your life when you were hurting?
This is Betty Garrett, founder of Caregivers for Cancer. One way you can be intentional in your caregiving is to live in the present. Forget about yesterday and don't worry about the future. When my husband Gene was diagnosed with cancer a second time, we didn't know we only had 9 months together. Gene was blessed with a wonderful sense of humor and a heart as big as Texas. We knew if God gave us 10 years or 10 days, we wanted to make the most of our time together. This can be difficult, especially when you have doctor appointments, radiation, chemo treatments. But here's what we did, and it may work for you too. We tried keeping things as normal as possible. We would rent our favorite movies and hold hands. We would walk as far as he could, but we still held hands. We played cards, and yes, we became selfish with our time together. And when Gene became too weak for any activity, we would hold hands and pray together. For Intentional Living, this is Betty Garrett.
You know, Betty reminds us that you got to take care of yourself, you got to take care of your relationships, you got to take care, like they say on the airplane, if the airbags fall out above your head, you're supposed to put it on before your child. I mean, you think logically, well, I'm going to take care of my child first. But if you're not getting the oxygen, you're not going to even be awake to be able to help your child. And so that's a principle as we talk about helping those who are hurting. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Stories of people who have been helped. Candy says online, praying for them. That's what I do. Sometimes listening is the best way to show friendship and that you care. Just giving up time and be with them and listen. Cassandra said, I believe in the power of prayer. So I pray for them. I know that God can do all things, so I pray in Jesus' name that whatever
It is. He gives them strength during their time of pain. Jody says, listen, quietly listen. Then pray for them right then and there. That's a good point. Pray for them now. When you say to a person, hey, can I pray for you? Pray then. And bring God into the middle of this opportunity for him to do a tremendous work. Okay, Karam is on the line. Did I get your name right, Karam?
Well, it's close enough, Karam.
Right. Okay, all right. Well, welcome to the program from Tennessee. Appreciate your call. How did someone step into your life? Tell us about it.
Well, this was not too long ago. I am a single mother, I'm a waitress, and things get really tough sometimes. Mm. I called my brother and I said, Caleb, I just feel like I'm drowning. There is no way out of this hole. And he just speaks encouragement and just reminded me that this big, beautiful God of ours, this creator of all things, cares so much about me, little tiny me, that he wants a relationship with me. And that night, I told my brother, I was like, well, I need to make changes. I need to raise my son differently. Things have to change. That night, I prayed to the Lord, I said, just come to me in my sleep. I'm too dense to understand you during the day. Just come to me in my sleep. I had a dream that was like watching a movie. I was a nurse, and I remember it so vividly. And I woke up to a text from my brother that said, have you ever thought about being a nurse? That was a month ago. Today, I'm in school, and I'm going to school to be a nurse.
Good for you.
Thank you. It was just so encouraging to remember that this glorious, glorious, wonderful Lord of ours cares about the small things, and we're not drowning. We just need to look up rather than in.
Mm. Boy, that's something. You know, Karam, as I hear you share, it was the encouragement. You say your brother?
My brother, yeah.
That made a difference, enough so that you would even say, hey, I'm going to change my profession. I'm going to take what God's given me and build on it. So how's school going for you?
So far, so good.
Hey, listen, you're going to have discouraging days. You know that.
Absolutely.
And the enemy's not going to like what you're doing. If you're bettering yourself so you can, you know, fulfill kingdom work, just stay the course. You can do it. God never, he never puts us in a place, I don't believe, if he's really leading us, where he's not going to continue to be there with us. I think there are times we put ourselves in stupid places, and then we're begging, you know, for God to save us, save us, save us, and he wants us to get out of the hole we're in and go a different direction. But when he's in the middle of it, he's going to be there, and he'll be with you on the good days and the bad days, and he'll help you get through this. And Karam, I think if you trust him, you could be the best nurse in Tennessee.
Well, thank you.
Okay, appreciate your call.
Have a good day.
Thank you. How about you? Who stepped into your life? Maybe it was just a word. Maybe a word. I was telling some of the staff here before we came on Intentional Living that Don and I traveled somewhere, I don't remember, to a conference somewhere, and we arrived like 9 o'clock at the airport, and we were hungry, and we stopped by a Cracker Barrel driving to the hotel, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and hardly anybody left in the place, just us and maybe a couple other people. And the waitress had a lot of time, so we started talking, and she was obviously hurting, struggling. It's kind of like what we just heard from Karam, trying to make ends meet, didn't know what was going on, having trouble in her home and with her kids. And I remember just encouraging her, letting her know God would be with her, that God cared for her. And as we got up to leave, it was like a $20 bill or something, I don't know. And I thought, you know, this is not only to say we're going to pray for you, but do something. And I can still recall saying, hey, you know, tonight I'm going to do a little more of a tip. I'm kind of like, you do the math and you give 15% or whatever. And I left $20 just to say, listen, you know, maybe a little bit can help. Sometimes in our lives, we can do just a little bit just to encourage a person. It could be something financial. It could be something with prayer, obviously, and always just a word of encouragement. But when you're hurting, what does it take? What difference does a word make in your life? Imagine what difference that word will make in somebody else's life if you choose to be intentional.
Share your voice, your story, your passionate perspective with the staff at Intentional Living. Just call 888-888-1717. We really want to know your ideas for future programs. Or we'd love to hear your story because you might encourage other listeners. And we'd love to hear about the issues you're facing that Dr. Carlson can help with. So tell us what's on your heart today. Call 888-888-1717 and talk to us at Intentional Living.
Life is cumulative unless we choose to do something different in our life. And here's a fact, as I speak to those of us who are parents and grandparents today, our greatest legacy is what we leave in our children, not what we leave for our children.
Boy, that is true. What are we leaving in our children? I got to admit, I'm a collector of junk, and if I were to pass today, my children, my wife and my children would be with a lot of stuff, you know, just stuff. But what's most important is what I'm leaving in my children. The love of God, love for them, encouragement, and all the things that I believe are important. And so it's not what we leave for our kids. That doesn't matter as much as what we leave in them. That's an excerpt from one of the most important teachings intentional living has ever produced. It's on the decades of life, being intentional through each of the decades of life. What does it mean? How does it work? Members, you're receiving this automatically, as you know, every month about this time. You receive the audio and video version. And I want to encourage you to share this with your kids or grandkids. We have a passion here at Intentional Living, more now than ever, to reach the next generation. If we can help a 20-year-old realize the decades ahead to be intentional, that's a lot more effective than reaching a 70-year-old. Now, I'm all for 70-year-olds being reached with intentional living. But I'll tell you, if we can reach a 20-year-old, we can change the future. We can change a family. And so I just say to you all, thank you for your support allowing us to do this. And when you join us this month, hey, listen, you're helping us close out our fiscal year here on June 30th. We've been about 4 or 5% behind budget. And we have some friends who've stepped up and said, we're going to match everything up to $10,000, dollar for dollar for the ministry. Thanks to those of you who've already responded. And I want to go way over the top because we have a gap to close here to make sure that intentional living is funded. So I'm just going to boldly say some of you could be very generous, a $1,000 gift or $5,000 gift. You've been blessed. Would you just really bless others through intentional living? Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and give that generous gift today. And for our new monthly members and current monthly members, watch for the teaching this month on living through the decades of life. But your financial support for intentional living is more critical now here at the midpoint of June than I can think in many, many months, because what happens in the next couple of weeks will determine what can happen in the next fiscal year. So again, theintentionallife.com, and thank you for your support. How do we intentionally help someone in need? I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. You and I pass people every day in need. We see them on street corners here in America and certainly around the world. The scripture gives us a very provoking statement in 1 John 3:17. It says, whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? It doesn't specifically mention money, but rather it says, don't close up your heart. What are the needs around you today? Maybe to share money with someone in need in an intentional and thoughtful way. It could be, on the other hand, to share time or encouragement or shelter or a helping hand. So what's the goal? It's to help a person in need and give God the glory.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. When you're hurting, what do you do? I mean, I just say to everyone, if you find yourself reaching out to someone that you love that's hurting and you feel like they're angry, they're pushing you back, pushing you away, instead of being receptive, they push you away. Remember this. There's a principle that I've seen over the years of counseling with people, and that is that hurt people tend to hurt people. And so when you're hurting, the only thing you can sometimes do, instead of being open to receiving, you put a wall or a shell around yourself. And so at those times, it's just a matter of practicing the presence of Christ at that moment in prayer and in quietness and availability. Just a thought. Let's find out from Lauren what her story is. Lauren, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Hi, thank you.
Go right ahead. Tell us your journey and what did people do?
Well, just what you just said before you talked to me. That is so true. Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And I went through a depression for about 5 years. And I pushed people away.
So when people try to reach out to you, what would you do? How did you push them away?
I was hurt at church when I was younger, and I took it out all on all of them, and I would just yell at them sometimes, and I'm so sorry for that, and just push them away when they wanted just to help me.
Well, who got through, and how?
Sorry, what?
Who got through to you, and how did they do it?
Well, they just pursued me like God would, and I didn't want anything to do with God, and they still pursued me and showed me God's love, and even through my suicide attempts and everything, they loved me, and that's the best thing you can do for anybody is just show them you love them.
So even though you, at the time, didn't want them there, they didn't feel your receptivity, they stood there anyway. They loved you anyway.
Yes, and they prayed for me, and I'm now back with God, and it's amazing.
Life's going much better, huh?
Yeah, that's God is amazing, and He loves you, everybody, so much, and just keep on holding on to Him.
Good for you. Lauren, hey, listen, thank you for telling the story, and there's got to be at least one person somewhere who's going through what you're going through right now in some way that your story made a difference to them. By sharing it intentionally with us, it'll make a difference to them. And thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Let's jump over to Susan. She's on the line here. Susan, welcome.
Oh, welcome. Hello.
Good. Appreciate your call. Tell us your journey. Who stepped in and why did they step in and what difference did it make?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my journey is that I went through just last weekend. I was in the hospital. I had to be taken by ambulance to a local hospital here in Phoenix, Arizona, with some real severe cardiac issues. And, well, to be honest with you, I really had thought I was going to die when I was in the emergency department because my heart was not converting back to the normal rhythm.
Yeah.
And even through medications. And so during that time period, really, it was such an oppressive, awful feeling. And I had called my sons in Oklahoma, and I called my family and my sisters and others and said, oh, gosh, will you guys please pray for me, this situation? I said, I told the Lord I'm ready to go on if He wants to take me. But if He has a purpose and a plan still for my life, then please preserve that, you know, preserve my life because I want to fulfill that. Well, lo and behold, I'm still here, and it did convert back, and I'm still seeing a cardiologist, of course, and feeling so much better. But I just really want to emphasize, you know, you talk and you teach us about being intentional. And I think when we are really intentional and specific with our prayers to God, and we let Him know, and other people are, you got this group of people who are praying and interceding for you, all in agreement for the same thing, and you're very intentional and focused in your prayers, that I really feel it touches the heart of God. And I have no doubt that perhaps somebody was fasting for me. My ex-husband called me and called several times to see how I was doing. And I got this feeling in my heart he probably went on a little fast for me because I was having a hard time when I came out of the hospital. And anyhow, I feel like I'm on the up and up even just a week later, and things are much better. And I just want to emphasize once again, you know, just being there for people, as everyone has been saying in these phone calls, is so phenomenal.
And I think that's, God bless you. I'm glad you're doing better, Susan, and getting treatment. What do we hear here? When people are hurting, you're going to get mixed messages. I need you. I don't need you. I want you. I don't want you. I mean, that's part of the process. But as a follower of Christ, we're not there to fix them. We're not the Holy Spirit. But we're certainly there to love them and stand by and be available when we can and shut up when we have to. and just be available to do what God would have us do at that moment, to be available for that person in need.
My one intentional thing is to do God's will no matter what, to give that first place and priority in my life. I was reading the Word this morning, and Jesus prayed 3 times to have this cup passed from him. But, you know, he didn't really want to go to the cross and suffer all the stuff he suffered. And he asked the Father 3 times if there's any other way. But he always ended it with, "Nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done." So that's my intentional thing I'm going to do each day, is pray for God's will. The knowledge of God's will and the power to carry it out. This is Jim from Flagstaff. Thanks, Randy. Keep up the good work, and God bless you. Bye.
Hey, Jim from Flagstaff. You're absolutely right, my friend. It reminds me of that passage in Titus 2:14 that says, "He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds." We think about the power of one thing. You know, intentional living will change your life. I've seen it. I mean, I know it. I can boldly proclaim that when you live intentionally in Christ. You know, it's not because we're intentional that God loves us more or that we get saved as a result of it. It's because of God's intentional love that we can even be saved. But what less can we do? I mean, you think about it. When he's given us his intentional love to our hurts and our pain, and give us eternal life, it's a small thing to say, "Hey, I just choose to be more intentional in my life and my thinking, the way I live and the way I give back to him." That's a powerful thing. You know, we think about the power of one thing, and as we close out the show today, I want to ask a question. What one thing could you do in this area of helping other people that are hurting, maybe in your own home or family or neighborhood? One thing that would make a big difference in the next 30 days, a kind word every day, or a note or an email or a call. And I ask the question, would you do it? Would you do it? If you will, if you make a commitment for one thing for 30 days, whatever it may be, I'd love to send you my one thing wristband as just a journey along with you. Put it on every day and say, "Okay, that's a reminder. Here's my one thing." I'll get it to you. But you got to make that commitment for yourself for one thing for 30 days. Just go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband and make that commitment. Give us your address and we'll mail it to you. The one thing wristband. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. Dr. Randy here for Intentional Living. God has been good to me. I know he has been to you. Now let's in turn share it with others as well. Have a great day.